The laptop containing personal information on some 26 million veterans has been found. Law enforcement officials recovered the computer, which was stolen from a Department of Veterans Affairs employee. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
After being pummeled for weeks for his agency's lax security standards, VA Secretary James Nicholson finally had some good news to announce about that missing laptop and a portable hard drive.
And they found the exact pieces of equipment that were stolen, and I'm extremely relieved to be informed that it looks like this data has not been compromised.
The laptop was stolen during a robbery of the home of that VA analyst. Officials say they have always assumed the thieves probably were looking for hardware to sell, not the names and Social Security numbers stored on that VA equipment. Computer security experts say the VA can usually tell if the thieves try to copy the data or to print it out, but they also warn that professionals could copy the contents without leaving behind any evidence. That means the VA will have to think long and hard about plans to spend $160 million on credit monitoring services. The announcement of the found laptop came during a House hearing that revealed other potential data losses in recent days, including the loss in Indianapolis of files relating to over 16,000 legal cases. That led Committee Chair Steve Bouyer to ask,
"Does anyone here have knowledge of any other data breaches within the VA other than what has been presented in Maryland, Minneapolis, and Indianapolis?"
At that point, someone handed a tally of potential data losses to Deputy Secretary Gordon Mansfield. At the chair's request, Mansfield began to count the number of pages in the list.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The VA explained that reports like this one are in fact a good sign that the agency is at last keeping track of potential data losses.
9, 10.
Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.